Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Raw. Here, as always, my man, Intern Josh.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So-
Hi. Oh, it's good to be back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ding dong, ding along, ding.
How's JoJo doing?
Pretty good, you know? Things are right as rain.
Yeah?
And it's been rainy here in Southern California.
Los Angeles.
Guys, we are back in terms of above ground water supplies. Those reservoirs and aquifers are...
Drinking?
We'll have
drinking
more
water?
Than enough water, but it's going to take us years and years to replenish the groundwater and the underground water supplies that we depleted.
So the ground is still thirsty, is what you're saying?
But the ground is still thirsty.
How much water does a man have to drink before that man isn't thirsty?
Bob Dylan was a poet.
I hate Bob Dylan, actually. Little known fact.
Well, I hate poetry, so.
I'm just not a Bob Dylan fan at all. And, you know, maybe I need the right person to take me down the Bob Dylan discography to make me really enjoy it. I like that Hurricane song, but that's about it. I dated a girl once who was a huge Bob Dylan fan, and she played it all the time, and I fucking hate it. I don't like his voice. I think the lyrics are a little overindulgent, and I just don't like Bob Dylan.
Such a different podcast. We're going to edit that out.
Well, everybody knows he's thirsty, so maybe it isn't a...
But I am still thirsty.
Are you a big Bob Dylan fan?
No, just a big Arrested Development fan. Did you like Arrested Development?
I got the reference. But I am still thirsty.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Let me fulfill all the words you said. Let me understand your plan.
Lord, how?
That's a good song.
That is a fucking jam.
It's no Mr. Wendell, but Mr. Wendell doesn't have any beverage-related stuff, so we can't talk about that. Maybe on a little side pod we'll do that. We'll have Mr. Wendell cast. Wendell cast.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that in 2018. That's our new show.
That's right. We're going to take a year in pre-pro.
Yeah. Get that's it pre-production working. For you, layman.
That's right.
So, speaking of production, it's through the roof this episode.
Absolutely.
So, do you got any New Year's resolutions you want to share with the listeners here?
Oh, that I want to share with the listeners? No. If I'll make a beverage resolution.
Yeah, please.
And that is to drink more water. I think I have been dishonest with our listeners if I had, you know, that
okay.
I think I put myself out there as a big hydrator and I have not been.
Oh, what's up with your Hydro Flask? I don't see the T-Bash decal on it anymore.
The T-Bash decal fell apart.
It did?
It really did. It was, that's why it never got out of a prototype phase. It was, there were too many small sticker pieces and so I'd find myself losing letters. It was pretty cool though, like every once in a while you just see like a tiny lowercase e, you know, on like your face or something, like, oh, that's cute.
Wow.
But so I am taking steps towards hydration. I found an aftermarket lid which should be in my hands tomorrow.
Oh, interesting. Tell me about Prime, this. Okay.
That is a company that makes them for Clean Canteen and Hydro Flask, and it's a straw lid. It's a flip straw lid, which I don't normally like. I've tried drinking out of those before, and I don't like them. But the good thing is they allow you, to chug. I think straws are chugger.
You can't chug with a straw. You suck with a straw.
With a big wide mouth straw, though, I think you can get more down than you might in a mouthful of water.
I think you're lying to yourself right now.
Well, we're going to put it to the test.
Okay, what inspired this aftermarket purchase? What's wrong with the lid on this, you know?
It's, you got to screw the cap on and screw it off every single time.
Why don't you get the flip top like I have?
I don't want the flip top. I have no use for the flip top.
The flip top's great. Do they not make it for this? Your size mouth?
I think that is actually the issue. There are not
so
many.
So let's be honest on this podcast.
The standard,
if they made it for that that narrow mouth, which you purchased, you would probably
willingly
buy it.
Yeah, I really fucked up. I'm going to tell our listeners right now, get the wide mouth Hydro Flask because there are way more official Hydro Flask lid options for you.
Now we're being honest, and they're easier to clean.
That's right. But here's what I'm excited about with the straw top.
Okay.
The straw top. You can drink in the car because I'll also get to the point when you're over halfway with the bottle, you're tipping it back. And then all of a sudden it's up in the roof of the car. It's touching the roof. I'm a tall guy. You know, it starts hitting the roof. You can't get to the bottom of that bottle and it gets dangerous.
Interesting arguments that you're making. Yeah.
Straw lid. I can keep it down at chin level and I still have my peripheral vision. Still got my straight ahead
safety
vision.
First.
Safety first always.
But you
hydration
you're
second.
Going into this though, saying that you don't like the straws. So I'm worried.
Did I?
Yeah, you're like, I'm not usually a fan of
straw top. I have, because I think part
it
of my
tastes
problem
funny.
My problem with it is because my inclination is to tip the bottle back, but with the straw that does nothing because it's sucking the water from the bottom of your vessel to the top. So if your initial thought is I'm going to tip this bad boy back and take a sip that's doing nothing, you have to keep it down. But I think I'm ready for it. I think I've evolved enough that I'm ready.
All right. I'd like to... When do you think you're going to have this
tomorrow.
In your hands? So will we add the photo to the comment section?
Oh, yeah. This will be up by the time the episode airs? No.
Well, no, I'm going to put it up. It'll be the day after the episode airs. It will be in the comment section.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll add it as soon as I've got it. I might even snap a first take of...
I'm so interested how this will fare. Well, it is a good Hydro Flask update.
Thanks. And I now have also a stocking stuffer that is a Black Phillips sticker. Who's the...
What's Black Phillips?
He's a goat from the movie The Witch. You see the movie The Witch?
No.
It's set in the 1620s here in America.
Is it a recent movie?
It's a horror movie. It's from last year.
And they're making stickers of that goat?
Yeah.
Everybody's
got a Black
Phillips
sticker.
Is it a cult movie?
Yeah.
Is he a big character in the movie?
Oh yeah,
The Witch.
In the movie The Witch.
I don't like The Witch. I don't like Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Okay.
You afraid of magic?
No, no. Bring it. I ain't afraid of magic.
Watch the movie.
Is it scary?
Yes, a little bit. But it's also so old that it's not as scary. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's like, a year old. It came out last year.
I mean, it takes place like 400 years ago. So you're like, well, what's the worst that could happen to me in my time?
I get it. Okay.
So my beverage resolution is to be...
Drink more.
Drink more water, and I'm going to top it. No beers during the week, because I am trying to drop a few LBs.
Whoa.
Got to cut out those weeknight beers, which
and
I've been
so
enjoying.
Why are you making resolutions you can't keep? You're telling me right now...
Take away my power.
You're telling me this. Okay. You're telling
sound like
me,
a witch. Do not like yourself.
Quite possibly. You're saying that no beers during the week. What about when we go to a basketball game in a few weeks?
Oh, well, in that case. So this
you know
is
what?
Something.
I went to a basketball game and recently I got a tequila, actually.
Oh, I saw
and
the tequila
guy
bar.
The guy next to me was like, oh, fuck, that's kind of awesome.
That's a great idea.
But
well, that's maybe what I'll do. Maybe I'll have a weeknight tequila.
Okay.
And is it? It might be a weekend. I didn't look.
I think it's a Monday. It's the very
maybe it's
beginning
a long
of the week.
It's a long weekend.
Oh, maybe it's a holiday. That's true.
I will check it out.
So holidays, you can have beers.
Well, See, this is the problem. I talked with a coworker about this. It was like, well, there's, you know, maybe if it's for special occasions. I was like, but there's always special occasions. There's too many special occasions.
Sure.
Every occasion is a special one if you want it to be.
I think so. Life is special.
Absolutely. So and precious.
It's a gift.
It is. But I gotta just cut out those extra cows.
Well, I was toying, this gets to my resolution, of a resolution of not drinking for the whole year.
What are you going to do at a basketball game in a couple of weeks?
Well, I went to one kind of recently, and I just didn't drink, and I felt great. I had no problem. I indulged in all the crazy food, and it was fine.
And
it was great.
Kind of nice. You can get an extra bag of Popcornopolis.
Yeah, do you want a cinnamon pretzel to go with your fucking nachos? Sure.
Yeah, I do.
I do. Do you need a Slurpee? Maybe.
Yeah, see, that's it. You can take advantage of the other special beverage offerings.
Possibly. But I decided not to go with that
Resolution
just because I feel like I've already kind of started that. And then, and just the thought of failure. I know that there will be some times where I'll be like, yeah, I'll have a beer. Or, yeah, I'll have a tequila. It's just, so it didn't seem worthy of the resolution because I just feel like I'll fail.
And what if you went every other month? So odd number of months like January, you're allowed to drink. Even number of months like February.
No, because it's honestly, I feel like there's someone from Alabama calling again. Honestly, I feel like I'll probably drink 6 times this year, which kind of does get into your half the month situation.
Yeah, but once a month, every other
month.
But
I just feel like I don't need it because it wouldn't be like, oh, now in odd months, I'm going to drink all month. It's not like that's not where my head's at anyways. Okay. You're making great points.
Thanks.
You're trying.
I'm trying. Just trying to keep it honest here.
I have found this. This is kind of a big update.
Ooh.
You know, I've been on LaCroix for so long, right?
At least a couple months.
Basically, what I'm getting at is I've been kind of off soda for a while.
All right.
And I've been off caffeine. The sugary sodas fuck me up now. Ooh. They just seem so sugary. Like, really intense. Which, I mean, is a kind of a nice prelude into what we're drinking today. Should we get right into it? Or should we wait a minute?
Yeah, well, I think we'll wait a minute because there is also... Oh, yeah, no, we could get right into it. The thing I was going to talk about, we could save.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Can't tell you. Unless we're going to talk about it right now.
I'm worried about the shootout or flight, I should say, exploding in the freezer for some reason. What time is it?
All right, let's go do it.
It's 12:48. They've been in there an hour.
All right, let's okay, rock
we're going to pause. All right, we're back. We ran downstairs. We went to the freezer. Our Ramune. Ramune? It's getting hot in here. So hot. Oh, yeah. Ramune sodas from Japan is what we're doing. Oh. You guys are going to want to go to the comment section and see a picture of these beautiful bottles.
You are. These are called, we found out, cod neck bottles.
Mm. What's a cod neck bottle?
I'm glad you asked. It's cod with C-O-D-D. It's named after its inventor, Hiram Codd, and it's sort of pinched in the middle. So where your normal sort of curve of a bottle, it's sort of interrupted and pinched closer, and then they say it is sealed with a marble.
Yeah, there's a very interesting way of opening these. I almost feel like we should look on YouTube how to open these.
Let me pull that up,
and then we'll put that video. We'll put that video online too, because I was warned at the store that I bought these at, same place that I got Gizmo, that really be careful opening these, that they're hard.
I believe it. It says, to open the bottle, a device to push the marble inward is provided. The marble is pushed inside the neck of the bottle where it rattles around while drinking. Therefore, the drinks are sometimes called marble soda outside Japan. That's fascinating.
All right, I'm going to go with the 1:26 version. I don't think we need the 3-minute version. That seems like an awful long time.
Hey, everyone. I'm going to show you guys how to open a Ramune soda. Right here. It's Japanese soda.
That's one of the ones we got.
Yeah, I'll show you. All right, so you have your Ramune soda bottle right here. And, okay, right here. And what I do is that each soda, it comes with a little plunger thingy right here. Alright, and what you do is that, I'll just move it up here more.
I'm so glad we're watching this.
You simply take this end right here, and then you put it in that little opening right here. And you just put it right here, and then you just press the plunger down.
Some effort.
So yeah, you just press the plunger down.
He took it off camera to do this.
Right here, there's the marble. It was inside of this little opening right here.
We'll probably find a better video to post online.
Great, and then we just drink it through that marble hole.
I guess that's all right. Kind of awesome.
We'll never know because we didn't watch the end of the video.
Okay, Jesus.
Down with the plunger. So that way the marble will go down, and so that way I can drink it.
It guy's under the covers drinking a soda. That's wonderful. I'm glad he even said Ramune. The interesting thing, the Wikipedia article says that the name transliterated from the English word for lemonade.
Mm.
They say
carbonated Ramune drink. Okay, that one says Ramune drink. Some of them say carbonated Ramune soda.
Oh.
Some of them say carbonated soft drink. And what's interesting, I actually kind of assumed we all had the same brand here, but it looks like we might have a couple different brands.
Oh, yeah. We've got Shirakiku.
Shirakiku. And then who makes this Hello Kitty one?
That's what I want to know.
This one might be Hello Kitty brand.
Hello Kitty brand.
Or is Ramune soda another brand, maybe?
Oh.
I think we have three brands.
Ramune is a type.
Okay, this one, I don't know how to say this brand, but it seems like we have one brand that doesn't even have an English name on it.
That's really fun. And then
we have Shirakiku. I think most importantly, and there'll be a photo of these up, but we'll just tell you the flavors of all these.
Oh, yeah.
Should we end with Hello Kitty or start with Hello Kitty?
Oh, hello.
I mean, it's just the most novel of it. Maybe we end with Hello Kitty. Because who knows what Hello Kitty will taste like. Yeah, let's do it at the end.
You're right. You say goodbye.
All right, let's start with, is this lemon?
That's pineapple. Let's start with pineapple.
That sounds fucking fun.
Can you describe the logo for people?
Yeah, absolutely. The pineapple is two pineapples with the little faces on it smiling at me. It might be worth our time to...
Please drink me, they say. Oh, to open all these in advance or to get them ready?
I'm going
to
take the first bottle, pineapple bottle. You can get the second one.
They have really fun. There are instructions.
This isn't for little kids. I'll tell you that much.
No, we can put this in a medicine cabinet. Safe. My goodness.
Okay.
Japanese instructions. You guys on ready? The thing.
Oh, wait. You take this. I guess you take this plunger out like this.
You take the good.
All right. Here you go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, mamma mia.
That's a fun sound.
That is a fun sound. All right, let's get you a cup.
Thank you so much.
Pineapple, number one. Oh, yeah, and there's a little marble in it. That's fun. That is really fun.
That's nice, and it seems to slow the pour a little bit. You know, it
seems to make a noise.
And it probably preserves...
Yeah, really... This is interesting.
Oh.
Is that enough for you, or are you going to want
more? That's great. It's beautiful. Okay, now... Well,
cheers.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Smells delicious. It smells very sugary. Let me see if we've got stats on these. We do. Okay.
Smells like, oh my gosh, wait one second. Wow. It smells like whipped cream with pineapples in it.
19 grams of sugar for 6.6 ounces.
Boy.
Oh, listen to this. This is how it says to open. Peel off the seal, lift the green cap, and push down the center to release the opener. Place the opener onto the top of the Ramune bottle and press down firmly in your palm. This will open the bottle by dislodging the stopper. Keep pressing for 5 seconds. Remove the green topper from the bottle and discard. Okay, let's try this.
Why do you think you keep pressing?
Yeah, I don't know why it says you got to do it for 5 seconds. You will find this very interesting once you get the hand on the bottle. It is not the most convenient drinking vessel.
But is it good because it's slowing the flow to your face?
It's almost like I don't know how to attack it. Let's talk taste first. Ooh. Almost like Splenda-y, the sugar to me. It almost feels like artificial sugar.
Funny. I don't find that, but I do find the flavor is... very sweet and mild.
The marble would be like if I was dating somebody that drank these daily, it would be infuriating.
Oh, it would be a noise you'd grow to hate. It clacking there. It's like hitting their teeth when it opens up.
Not as much carbonation as a proper soda.
You're right. I wonder if it's a function of the vessel. We'll never know. That's what's crazy.
What do you think about the taste of this? I mean, is it pineapple? I don't even know if I'd describe it as pineapple if I didn't know it was pineapple.
If this is blind, I would not know.
No. It's almost cherry to me, maybe, even.
Yeah, it's like some weird generic kind of fruit punchy taste.
Or just like pop. Yeah, and it tastes like a frozen popsicle.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next one. I'm really
excited.
Could
even be strawberry.
I'm really excited for you to do one of these bottles. Mm.
I can't wait. Ah.
Mic down.
He's got the mic down. These things aren't easy Ooh. To open, I'll tell you that awesome. Much.
Also, this just flew into my hand, the plunger thing, like into my lap, which is also not great if you're hitting these things on the streets.
Not safe for children under three, too, I would say.
This and they do sell these in...
Big choking hazard. Babies R Us?
I do this?
Wait, let me see. No, you need to first take out... Okay, the middle part, you need to take it out so it gets to this.
Oh man, these are no joke. Locked inside there, so you already have this ring that seagulls certainly eat that you have to discard, which is strange. And so then you've got this, and I go like this, and then I
5 seconds. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. 4. Nice.
And don't I hold it now? 1 Mississippi.
No. Now you're done. It was only. It says push firmly for 5 seconds. I think to open it.
Oh, like just so you know, it's not. Your fault if it's taking you 5 seconds to push
Maybe
it
that's the reason. All right, what flavor we got here?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. These are happy watermelons, certainly.
I'm going to guess that this is going to be very similar to the pineapple and not... Actually, no. I bet maybe it will have a watermelon vibe.
If you fully invert this bad boy, it basically closes up. I don't even think it gives you a 1 ounce pour.
Well, why are we doing it that way then?
Well, no, I just wanted to see what would happen. We're scientists, are we not?
That is true. We are scientists.
We're explorers.
Ooh, this looks nice. I like the color on this one.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Very Jolly Rancher watermelon.
Jolly Rancher watermelon. Yeah. You nailed it.
Let's see here. Let's take a whiff.
Do you mind if I give this a little...
Whoa! Wait till you get the nose on this. Smells Mama just Mia. Like a Jolly Rancher watermelon.
This would beat out Jolly Rancher Whoa. Watermelon soda, which we remember is disgusting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, here we go.
Very fucking strip.
Ew. See, this is the same thing to me where there's some afterburn on it that doesn't feel like sugar. Like there's almost like a soapiness or chemicaliness. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's what I was calling Splenda, but...
It does say, I mean, the ingredients, and it's the same thing on the last one. Carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, citric acid, artificial flavor, and then FD&C red number 40.
Yeah. So like they didn't use enough sugar, maybe.
Or maybe it's a shit ton of citric acid?
That could be it. Ugh, this like it kind of gives me a headache. I don't like that one.
Plasticky taste to it, much like a Jolly Rancher candy.
What brand was that? That's the same brand as that we
same
just
brand.
Did.
Happy Pineapples, Happy Watermelons.
All right, let's stick
Japanuel, if you can tell us what brand this is, we'd like it. It's from CTC Food International. I mean, that's who's distributing this bad boy. Many warnings.
What kind of warnings are on here?
Do not swallow the opener. Please discard the opener after opening the bottle. That's just one.
Yeah, this seems like a fucking... Like, why would you make something that is literally... I mean, this. Who likes this? This looks like it's for kids, right?
It comes with several choking hazards. Yeah, why a bright blue top.
Yeah, why put choking hazards... There must be lawsuits for this.
Do not allow small children to open the bottle. Adults should open the bottle for small children. Parent supervision is advised for small children. Do not try to remove the marble from the bottle to avoid an injury. Wait, so I shouldn't try to remove it if I'm trying to avoid an injury?
Oh, it's like, no, like now, how do we get the marble out? Now that's a fun video.
Yeah.
We might need a hammer.
We're going to get the marble out.
We'll get the marble out of one of these.
Yeah.
Do you have a hammer in your car?
Do not freeze or store in the direct sunlight, such as in cars, where the temperature could become extremely high. Do not consume if top marble is broken, dropped, or missing. Oh, gross. There's like shards of marble glass in your beverage. Yeah. That's no good, Baba Lou's.
All right, what flavor we got? Here. Let me open that bad boy. Oh, wait. I'm going to do...
Oh, I see.
Let's stay with the same brand.
Okay.
Let's go raspberry.
All righty.
Sound good?
Yeah, and so it looks like all the ones where they're... Where they have a color, and that's not quite true. However, this brand, they are all highly colored. The Shirakiku are all largely clear.
One apple, one raspberry, two raspberry, three raspberry, four raspberry, five raspberry. Yeah,
wow,
right on time.
The money.
Okay, here we go.
It creates a lot of garbage.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of all this, the aftermath.
I mean, to be fair, we're also drinking like 10 sodas. Thank you.
Smells great. Smells great.
That is
raspberry.
Perfectly raspberry.
Like hyper raspberry.
Yeah. But it does smell like a real raspberry in a sense, you know?
It says that same thing.
Yeah. The flavor of these.
It'll be interesting when we get to the next brand.
It's a little bit juicier.
How did you feel like with the bottle? Isn't it a little weird?
I'm not crazy at drinking out of that nipple.
Like, I don't know how to do it. Are you supposed to put your
lips all the way around,
all around it?
I guess so.
Like this?
Yeah, let's see it.
That doesn't work.
Here, wait. Can I get a... this is going to be worth it, listener. Wait. All right, do it.
It's. I don't know if I need more of this. It's not how you do it.
Great.
Okay, I like this one the best, though.
Yep, so far. It's raspberry, the juiciest. Yeah, I do like it. It's got a nice smell and a pretty fun color. It's just sort of a ruby red.
Ruby red. All right, let's go to the next one. You want to do the honors? We got a blueberry flavor here.
Oh, thank you.
You want a new plunger?
Yes, I do.
It just seems like you should have a new plunger.
New plunger every time. Yeah, you're supposed to discard it after use, as we know.
Okay. Plungers over here.
Okay.
One blueberry, two blueberry, three blueberry, four blueberry, five blueberry, six blue. That was like six blueberries.
No, you rushed those bloobs. There it is. And this thing man.
They didn't mess around with what dye is in this to make this that blue.
It says urinal cake blue. No, this is FD&C blue numero uno.
Oh, boy. Hit me up with some of that.
These are really difficult to share.
I don't understand.
You got to like let the marble fall back into the reservoir. And then you
there
can
you go. There
pour.
You go. There you go. There you go.
There you go.
God, this looks like
you want a little
more blue
don't you?
Than more blue than antifreeze. Smells delicious. I'll tell you that much. They got the smell on all these.
Yeah.
Although this one does have a little urinal smell to it with the blueberry.
This a little waxy smell. Am I wrong? Is that just the
wax? Maybe I could get like wax lips.
Mm-hmm.
Does this one seem way colder than the other ones?
Oh yes, it does.
It's I wonder cold why.
I don't know. For even more delicious, this drink.
This doesn't taste like blueberry to me. I eat blueberries. This doesn't have blueberry.
I had blueberries for
me.
Breakfast. I don't fuck around.
Let's keep the show going.
Yeah, this is not great one. Okay.
Okay, we're switching brands now. Now we're getting to the Shirakiku. Let's do. Okay, we got lychee, grape. What's this one?
Guys,
this one just seems. This one might not have a flavor. Let's do that right now.
Okay.
Let's cleanse our palates before we get into this.
Yes.
Is it plain?
I hope so. Now let's describe the logo to this. There is a. What do you call that? A life preserver ring. What do you call that?
Yeah, a life preserver ring.
Okay.
An inner tube?
No, it's got the straps around it like you're on the Titanic. There's a broad-brimmed hat. There
one Mississippi,
is
two
a
Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi,
I'm
going to
say hibiscus flower. There is a nice work. Okay, wait, what else? We got a melon of some kind, a lantern.
A piggy bank at the bottom
a
there?
Piggy. Getting any scent at all in that? Is there sugar in the ingredients?
Indeed, 16 grams.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think it's going to be piggy flavored? Do you think it's the flavors of travel?
This is pork.
Yeah, pork rind. Delightful. Now, there is... Do you want to talk about my show topic?
Yeah, sure. What's it smell like first, though?
Ah, I'm going to say I feel like I think I read on... No, maybe that's this one. Yeah, because we got one coming up that's lychee. And so I thought maybe this was
this
lychee
isn't
lychee one.
I'm going to just have a sip. Oh, this one's going after like a Sprite vibe.
Yeah, lemon lime. That's maybe the best tasting actually so far.
Yeah, it's fine.
Shirakiko, nice entrance. Understated, one could say.
Not as good of a back nine taste as like a Sprite though. You know?
Yep, you're right. It's
the
very
backside of it.
Quite clean. Do you find it? Or you mean that it's in a bad way?
In a bad way. In a bad way.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
What's your topic?
Well, a couple people sent this in.
Okay.
At Howes, Jay Howes was a friend of the show. And, of course, former guest John Richardson both sent us a link to a... there's a Keurig for beer that's coming.
Oh, really?
And I just don't... we tweeted this out, but that this is kind of my take on it, is that it's any varietal of beer you could have in your home is now going to be, you'll be able to make it taste like a Michelob Ultra at your discretion. Like, I just feel like it's going to taste like when we did non-alcoholic beers and it tasted like beer, carbonated beer water.
Right.
Don't you think one that we liked?
Duels was definitely the best.
Well, Duels was, but there's no, I mean, why would you want to be able to make a non-alcohol? I mean, I assume these are alcoholic, but
maybe you're not drinking beer during the week. Can you have a non-alcoholic beer, or is that just?
It doesn't matter. But my point is that this thing is going to make alcoholic beers that will all taste the same. It will give you. They'll try to sell you kits for an IPA and for a Hefeweizen and for a brown ale and for a red ale. And
when
for
is
a
this lager. Coming? Is it coming soon?
I don't know. I think it's probably, my guess is...
Didn't they learn their lesson with Keurig Cold?
This is Trump's America. Nobody cares anymore.
Like, it does seem crazy that they would go on this adventure.
Yeah, and they're doing it in a partnership. It's in partnership with Anheuser-Busch, which, like...
They did it with Coca-Cola for the other thing. Exactly. And then Coca-Cola, I'm sure, would fucking jump ship as soon as they saw the writing on the cup.
I'm amazed they'd even bother. It just seems they don't know. They're still doing research. There is no.
Okay. So this is not. There's not a release date.
No. And it looks like it will also extend to some. And this makes sense, but like cocktails or mixers, which, yeah, like, of course, I mean, technically a soda stream could make you cocktail mixers.
Sure.
So that's not that far removed. But if it can make you beer,
What the fuck is that going to taste like? It's weird.
It's going to be awful. Little gross packet of like mash.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, you added soda water to it, stir it around. It's going to be weird shit floating in it, no doubt.
Yes, it instant. Hopefully we'll get our hands on one of the machines. Maybe they'll send us a prototype.
They probably will.
All right, you want to open up this next one?
Yeah, I do.
Let's save lychee for second to last.
Okay.
I want to end with lychee and then Hello Kitty. It's interesting with Hello Kitty, they didn't go with a color. They went clear.
She's got enough happening on her own, and she's a white cat. What's the name of the penguin?
In Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ah! Oh.
Why are you having such a hard time with these?
I don't know, but I am.
You are.
Maybe I'm pressing too hard and it's not necessary. Like, it'll just happen naturally. I'm kind of like the guy in the video. All right. Did you drink anything fun on New Year's?
No, did you?
I had a little, what did I have? A little sparkling rosé.
Oh, hello.
Hey. It was just fine. Went to bed about 1 o'clock.
Nice.
It was great.
Did you have friends in town?
I went to San Diego with some friends.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Went to the Ballast Point Brewery. And apparently there's a lot of people in the beer world are throwing some shade at Ballast Point.
Why?
They were purchased by InBev or one of the beverage giants for a cool $1 billion with a B.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So apparently they're everywhere. And
people are shitting on them.
They're shitting on them. But I had a great time at the brewery. I won't lie.
And you know what? Fucking good for them.
Yeah.
Man. It's not easy.
Get those bucks. We know.
Not easy.
If anybody knows it, we do. You know what I mean?
All right. Is this grape?
Oh, you better believe it is. You can just smell it on there.
It does not smell like grape soda so much as grapes. Frozen popsicle to me.
Mm. Oh, it smells like grapier
than grape soda.
It smells like grapier than grape soda. More like grape juice.
This one almost seems like a little fermented, like
strange.
Not as half of it seems super sweet, but there's another half of it that's like wine
not
almost.
Not sweet at all. I like this one. I would force to drink any of these. So far, these last two have been my favorite.
It's Shirakiku, interesting.
So far, really running away with the show here.
How many grams of sugar on this grape?
Mamma mia. Oh, this whole thing is only 6 ounces, which is kind of also insane.
It's deceiving.
Given the amount of packaging here. So one bottle, 17 grams of sugar, 70 calories, nothing else. Mm. It says in quotes, best before, month, month, date, date, year, year, year. that's great.
All right, what's next? Melon.
Melon.
When was the last time you had a melon soda? It's green melon, for those keeping track at home.
Yeah, this is not water, or...
Watch how I do this, Josh.
Ready? All right, I'm ready.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi.
I used two hands.
One was a balancing act.
If you had one hand, you couldn't open this soda. That seems like a oversight.
And I think many a one-handed person would argue against you in this case.
Thanks for the cup. That's probably enough. You gotta really let it back, I'm telling you. It's gotta pop back down. That's great, thank you so much. That's plenty.
All right.
This thing is nuclear.
Let's try this melon. Green melon. Smells clean.
Smells bubblegummy.
Oh no, that's horrible. That's horrendous.
It's not good.
Wow. What kind of melon is that?
A rotten melon? Oh, it's interesting though. It is very melon. It's like it's like honeydew melon.
It is.
I think so, because it just tastes kind of like the rind of a melon. It's weird.
Mm.
How did they capture that? It smells so weird.
Mm.
Ooh.
Let's move on to lychee.
Okay, but Chirakiku, you're still in there.
Yeah,
you're still in my heart. Still first in my heart. Is this a fresh one?
Yeah, that's a fresh one.
Come on, don't lie to me.
Gosh, this is an awful lot of packaging. This seems so wasteful.
Yeah, this is for an island nation, for God's sakes. Hang on a second.
It is worth noting each one of these costs $11.
That's true.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, my hand's shaking.
That's crazy. That Josh was so much effort.
This is interesting. You're doing something wrong. He has an imprint on his hand of the plunger.
This can't be right.
Huh.
Lychee. You like to eat lychees? Or do you feel like they're too much like cow's eyeballs?
Yeah, I'm not a big lychee fan.
Okie dokie.
This is clear.
Crystal clear. Mm. All right, well.
The smell on this is...
Whoa.
Soapy.
Holy crap.
Hmm.
What is that? Is that what lychees smell like?
I don't think so. It smells like a scratch and sniff.
Are lychees
sticker?
Those things that like taste or smell horrible? Or is that something
no,
else?
No, that's like that's durian.
That? Oh, durian.
Yeah, like they don't allow on buses.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Smells like rose petals.
Okay. Yeah. Soapy rose petals.
Mm.
Like this is hand soap?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'll give you that.
It tastes like you're drinking bubble bath. That's not good. It doesn't taste good.
Is it like carbonated potpourri?
It is not potpourri. A potpourri? It is.
That's gross. It is pretty gross.
Gross.
All right.
If you've wanted to drink bubble bath before, we have the soda for you. Okay.
All right, I'm going to do the Hello Kitty. Okay, so here it is, our best guess. What do you think Hello Kitty flavor profile is going to be?
Ooh, cotton candy. I think this is like a plain sugar flavor.
Oh, that's fun. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you're a master.
All right, let's see.
Here. You're really using the heel of your hand.
Man, I'm getting a headache from this. It is intense.
It's all glittering quite nicely in the sunlight of the studio. That's plenty for me, thank you.
Oof.
Smells like all of them.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get my nose in the bottle. You would have a better.
You want to? You can take a. You can put your honker in there.
I don't want to put my honker in there.
Oh,
what the fuck is that? At first, I was like, "Oh, it's kind of like the Sprite one, but there's something different to it. There's a twist to it."
Is there?
Where is the Sprite one? Here it is.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a lychee one. Not to be confused with the lychee one.
You had the bottle.
Jeez, Louise. Oh. Very, very similar.
Okay.
Maybe the same thing?
So, or certainly Hello Kitty's brand is trying to get in on plain flavored Shirakiku.
Yeah, maybe it really is the same flavor. Huh. It's just straight up Ramune. Yeah, okay. Well, that was fun.
That was.
Should we take some voicemails?
Ooh, that would be great.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So tickle.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
It's a great song.
Sure is. Okay, let's see. We want voicemails. You got them. Hey, how can people get...
909-359-BEVS. Keep those voicemails coming.
Mm, you got to keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
If you don't keep them coming... We, yeah, I don't know. Can we pause for one moment while I get this set up?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about me a little bit.
Could you? What else did you do? Give us another little holiday update.
Holiday update. Let's see.
Did you drink any more eggnog?
No eggnog. What did we have in the house? We did have some grape juice at one point. We've had apple juice and orange juice. There's been a lot of juices. Oh, I did finally get my hands on some Spindrift. Who was praising Spindrift? A recent guest.
A recent guest was praising Spindrift.
They were like, you got to try the raspberry. So I tried the raspberry.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And then I just had the lemon. Pretty good. So I'm not a hater anymore.
Okay.
It's not bad. Are you a fan?
I don't recall being a fan. We got some from Trader Joe's once upon a time, I think when my wife was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it on the shootout. It fared so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought to myself, why go back?
Yeah.
When LaCroix is so cheap and so good.
Love LaCroix.
Oh, we got a bunch of voicemails. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, guys. Long time Bevhead. I'm actually going through a lot of your archives and listening to those way back episodes. And I just have one question for you. Whatever happened to your smoothie episode that you're going to do for BlendTech? Just wondering. Great, thanks. Go fuck yourselves.
Wow, that is a great, great question.
That is. How's that blender doing? It lives in the Rosen.
It lives in
our
household. It's okay. It's okay.
You don't use it very often, do you?
We don't use it that often.
How dusty would you say it is right now?
It's been used in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What'd you make in it?
I didn't, but my wife made like a smoothie that leaned into blueberries.
Okay.
Pretty hard.
All right. Do you think that's something we could ever do?
Yeah, we could.
We could make them live right here.
Here at the studio?
Yeah. Now, okay. We could theoretically revive this. What had happened was we were going to take listener smoothie recipes.
Yep.
So.
Maybe we need like the top three.
Top three. So here's what we would like. In the comments of this very episode, listeners, post your smoothie recipes, repost them, okay? And then other listeners, you got to go in and upvote those bad boys. So
sure.
Reply to the one that sounds best to you, to the comment, and say, yeah,
in your
comment, okay?
And we'll do the top three.
Top three will
on the show. I'm into that.
Okay.
And be very specific with the recipe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very specific.
How much water, how much milk,
etc. Yeah, I mean, ideally, weights. And don't give us options. You tell us what the best way of preparing it is, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay? Great question. Thank you.
Hey, Joe
JoJo and Roro. This is Christina from Florida. I just want to let you guys know I love the show. And for Christmas, I got a Hydro Flask and an AeroPress.
Oh!
So all my beverage dreams are coming true.
Shit.
Love the show. Keep it up and go fuck yourself.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. What a nice Christmas.
Absolutely. Christina, let us know what your preps are in that AeroPress and let us know what size Hydro Flask you got. I'm always curious how your what lids you got going on and how they're working out for you. Okay, that was an a text message with no data. So let's try this again.
Hi, guys. I'm the secret water-loving girl that has a crush on Brian. anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. I was totally drinking out of a milk carton because you could draw pictures on it, and it was totally adorable, but I guess it was killing me. So I bought like a 64-ounce Under Armour contraption vessel.
Oh, I got to get my eyes on this.
It's a cute little fat guy, so it works. I hate, like, tall jugs. So, that's where I'm at. And also, thank you so much for the invite not going to bars for dates, because I'm a non-alcoholic girl. So, that's been fun. Dating in the OC sucks. go fuck yourself. Have a happy new year. Bye.
Okay, 64-ounce Under Armour water bottle. Man, that's interesting. Brian, Brian's question lives down in the OC.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It would be really funny if this is... Oh, no, never mind. She's going on dates. I was going to say, if it was just his wife who's just trying to be sweet. Oh, 60...
Oh, so wow. Are you seeing this vessel?
No.
It's got pretty great reviews and is pretty boss.
Whoa.
I'm going to put a link on for Amazon to this Under Armour vessel.
Yeah, you can
This is sweet.
You can picture Steph Curry drinking out of that.
Wow. Look, it's got some other... Look at this blue color.
Ooh, I like that blue. It's quite nice. Now, this secret water-loving girl, she said she was drinking out of a milk carton, which is worse than we could have ever imagined.
And that she was drawing on it?
Oh, because you could draw on the side, so that means
you don't want to show up to your first day with a milk carton with like doodles on it.
But wait, this was a milk carton, like a paper milk carton.
Oh, I was just thinking a plastic milk jug.
Milk jug.
I think she meant milk jug.
Okay, and it was maybe opaque, and you could draw on the sides of that.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But I guess a waxy milk carton would be tough to draw on.
Yeah. No, it's just like even with like a Sharpie, you could even if it was a clear milk carton.
Anyway, we hope those dates are going great.
Yeah, don't show up with the milk carton with your doodles on it.
Yeah.
Right?
You save that for the art show. That'll be fun to reveal
all
those. It
would be fucking cool if you had a bunch of those.
That would be a badass art project. You could reveal like dozens of them at once and sell them for a few $100 a pop and throw a little of that money.
Yeah, for the record, T-Bash fully supports drawing on the side of your private 128-ounce milk jugs. Yeah,
absolutely.
In the privacy of your home and then displaying them at the T-Bash art show.
Indeed.
Fully support that.
Yeah.
Don't bring those on your first date. And good luck with the dating.
Yeah. Sorry the OC sucks, but so it goes.
I kind of like the OC. I could see how it could be difficult out there, though.
Yeah, it does. It just seems like you got a lot of people settled in, you know? Tough to find the singles.
What, are you going
to
get a surfer?
Maybe.
Or, you know, yeah, there's like a few groups of people.
Republican.
Yeah, what are her options?
Campaign
she can get like a surfer dude, hang loose bra. Can get a Republican bra.
Yeah.
What other kind of bras are down there?
Maybe a nice school teacher.
There you go. That's your answer right there.
All right. Should we do
He stays hydrated too.
You're probably right.
Maybe he's the art teacher. Love your jugs. Maybe you should bring the jug.
That is probably true. We can help you set up your show. Should we do one more?
Hey, Roro. Hey, JoJo. I was just listening to the Brian's Question episode.
Popular guy right now.
Why didn't you sing that, Robert?
Brian's Question.
Or not Robert. He said Roro. I was reading the transcript.
Comment 101 episode. And the water filtration question has come up before. It came up again. I just wanted to give you guys my method of staying up to date on the water filter in the sink. I go on Amazon Prime, put on a subscription. Every 3 months, one just shows up on my doorstep, and I go, ah, yes, fresh water in my belly. Just passing that tip on along to you guys.
Good tip.
Go fuck yourself.
Great tip. Go fuck yourself.
Please go fuck yourself. We hope that you, caller, are listening. And we know you're listening, but we also hope that you are using that Totally Beverages, Totally Lame Amazon link.
That'd be great.
And on that subscription form. I wonder if that works on subscriptions.
I don't know. I bet it does. I bet it does.
That's a really good idea, though.
Yeah.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. And then I need to do that on my... You know what? I might have done it for the filter on my shower head. That's right, folks. I got a filter on my fucking shower head.
Wait, we're talking a soft water filter? Or is this a Brita?
It's a soft water filter.
Like you're trying to soften that water up.
I guess so.
Take some of the chunks out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's like a charcoal filter in the shower head.
Does it taste better?
I don't drink my shower water.
Why not?
I'm not that thirsty.
But I am still thirsty.
But I am still thirsty.
All right. Should we... is that good or should we do another one?
Do we have more for next week?
I guess we can save these.
Let's save some. And listeners, call in 909-359
Bevs.
All right, please do
keep these coming. That was
fun. This is good. I mean, we drink a lot of weird soft drinks that we were really not that into.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some great voicemails and some good New Year's resolutions. I'm really happy with today.
I feel great about it. I'm excited to report back on my new beverage topper for my Hydro Flask.
Yeah.
And we'll see how this... Let us know what your New Year's resolutions are.
Please. Call in. Let us know. 909-359.
Bevs. And leave those comments.
All right,
on those smoothie recipes. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting hot in here. Oh, what a tease.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, I got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, I got a secret.
With parts made